Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. Back in February, Governor Mills announced that her administration had determined that undeveloped Sears Island, a place saved from industrialization over and over again over the decades, was the best location for developing a large offshore wind terminal. The adjacent Mack Point, an industrial park that already handles wind turbines and has rail access already, was rejected as an alternative even after the owners commissioned a study and found that it could be built there and with far less dredging than the state and the Mills-aligned environmental groups were claiming would be necessary. A couple of the largest environmental and labor groups in the state signed off on the development of the island, even testifying in support of a bill removing environmental protections for the sand dune that would be destroyed. The urgent need to address the climate crisis made some groups eager to sign off on the plan regardless of where it was built, an alternatives analysis explaining why it was better to destroy an intact ecosystem rather than build at an already existing industrial park had not been released by the state. Until now. Late last week, it was discovered, quite by accident, that state officials had quietly posted the alternatives analysis report at maine.gov/mdot/projects/searsport/windport. I'll give that again later. I know probably no one got that. Unlike the fanfare that accompanied the announcement earlier this year that the governor had picked a location, and regardless of all of the requests for this information, there was no notice, not even to the Searsport Planning Board, that it had been released. Steve Miller of Islesboro Islands Trust has been involved with various fights to protect Sears Island over the years. He was also a member of the Offshore Wind Advisory Group, the group of stakeholders whose support has been used by those promoting Mills' plans, although that group was not unanimous. I asked him for first impressions of the alternatives analysis and what interested members of the public should be looking for as they read the report.
We're quite surprised to see a major bit of information and data drop by MDOT without alerting the members of the Offshore Wind Port Advisory Group. I'm one of those members, but I've been in touch with others who also didn't get it or didn't get alerted to this. So it's pretty much universal. It's a disturbing approach, but not terribly surprising. The information in this pre-application alternatives analysis is extensive, but it also is quite riddled with flaws, and I have just begun to take a look. So I urge all of you to take a look at it yourself, and you will be finding comments and probably links to that website on the Alliance for Sears Island and on other websites as well. Probably it's on Friends of Sears Island website already, and I expect to see it on the Campaign for Sears Island and other places. So look for it, and please do go ahead and try to find yourself some time where you can take a look and ask questions. Question everything, because my initial very, very quick review of a few key sections, as well as a beginning to start it in the early pages of the actual application, suggests to me that there are some pretty major problems with this document. But that's not a real surprise either. It's been clear to us since the beginning of this discussion process about whether or not an offshore wind facility should be built in Penobscot Bay, that some pretty influential parties in Maine have wanted this to be done on Sears Island even well before any kind of real detailed analysis. So I'm not surprised that we're finding tremendous bias in what we've seen so far in this document. But we can get into details as we move forward. I've been in touch with allies, and they're also taking a hard look at this particular document. So stay tuned for more. It's almost seems never ending.
That was Steve Miller of Islesboro Islands Trust. You can find the alternatives analysis report at maine.gov/MDOT/projects/Searsport/windport. And I'll also post that link with the description of today's program on the archives at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.